News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as we gradually drag ourselves out of a sodden winter, the sun is starting to shine, the days are getting longer. That means that we should be aware of what the nicer weather can do to our skin, including the risk of skin cancer. Joining me in studio to talk about the best ways to look after our skin is Nikki Ralph, consultant dermatologist with the Institute of Dermatologists. Morning, Nikki. How are you?
Morning, Anton.
Well, let us start with the news. I read today that Christie Brinkley, the supermodel, she's now 70 years of age. She reveals that she has gone through surgery after noticing what she described as a tiny dot on her face.
Yeah, so she was just diagnosed with the basal cell carcinoma, which is the most common skin cancer that we would see here in Ireland and around the world. Now, thankfully, just to reassure people that skin cancer for the most part is completely curable, especially if caught early. So what she had was a tiny spot, and that's what often people would say. It's like a spot that just doesn't go away. But if you've got a spot for anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks that hasn't cleared up, then you should go and get it checked out. So.
And what are the signs to look for? I mean, let's get to prevention in a while, but people obviously, because as you age, skin changes. So you discover things that weren't there before. How do you know what's threatening and worrying and what's not?
So there are two kind of subtypes of skin cancer. So we call them the non-melanoma skin cancer, which are the basal cells and the squamous cells, and they arise from the top layer of the skin. And then you have the melanoma skin cancer, which is tends to be, for the most part, pigmented lesions. So either a mole that you've already had for life that's changing, or a brand new pigmented lesion that appears on your skin. So they're the two different types. Melanoma, unfortunately, is the most dangerous one because it can spread inside the body to other parts. And then obviously, as the stage of melanoma gets greater, from stage one to stage four, you know, the treatment gets more difficult. But for the most part, if you present early with a changing lesion, then it's technically curable once you catch it early for most of them.
Should people be getting skin checks on a regular basis?
Yeah, I mean, we as an Irish population, we're very fair skinned. And usually for all of us, if we ever had an opportunity, we were flying off to Spain for 2 weeks. We were lying out, baking ourselves, going red, peeling, and then doing it all over again. People kind of underestimate the power of the sun. And often people will say to me, but it's just Ireland. Like, you know, the Irish sun is different. But the last time I checked, there's only one sun. So we do need to protect ourselves here all of the time. So you're getting two different types of UV radiation. UVA, A for all year. So it's there all year round and it comes through glass windows. So when you're driving your car, sitting in your office. And then UVB in Ireland starts to peak around end of April, all the way through to the end of September. So that's why we're here talking about it today, because we are approaching the better weather. So the UVB are the burning rays of the sun. So that's why that evening when you've had too much sun, you start to get changed, go out for dinner and realise, actually, ouch, that's starting to hurt. So the two different types of rays can cause skin cancer. So we have to protect against both.
And protection, I assume, means covering up and slathering yourself in sun cream.
It does. To be honest, the most expensive way to protect yourself is with sunscreen, because it is actually very expensive, unfortunately. And the best way is actually to stay out of the peak hours of sun from 11 till 3 and a style of clothing. So a nice wide brim hat, put on your glasses and long sleeve or, you know, long trousers. But most Irish people do not want to do that, of course.
Now, there is a sort of a received belief that says as long as you're not burning, you're okay to get a bit of a tan. Is that right?
No, unfortunately. So any tan apart from a fake tan that comes out of a bottle is damage to your DNA. And basically what's happening is you're trying to increase your melanin production to try. And so the deeper your tan, the more damaged you are, to try and protect that DNA that's in the skin, essentially. So yes, the more tans you are, the more damaged you are. But don't get me wrong, everyone looks better with a bit of a glow. That's why we all want it. And everyone feels better when they see the blue skies. But the only tan that's a safe tan is essentially an artificial fake tan.
And are we more at risk by virtue of the fact that we have the winter-summer cycle where we fade during the winters and then are more susceptible to burning? Are people who live in constantly sunny climate, does the fact that they get the melanin production protect them at all?
No, not really. I mean, even putting on a fake tan essentially will give you an SPF of 2. So a lot of people, you know, do things like going on holiday saying, okay, I'll have my fake tan done, but I'm going to go and get the sunbeds, for example, because people use the phrase that I'm going to like build up my resistance and do that before. But sunbeds, you know, if anyone was to ever be listening now and say, just never do a sunbed. Even one sunbed increases your risk of developing melanoma by 20%.
And that one.
Yes, absolutely. And that increases more if you've done it before the age of 35. So sunbeds are incredibly dangerous. They give you about 15 times stronger UV than you get at midday.
Being on a sunbed once increases your chance of melanoma by 20%.
Yeah, yeah, they're just so dangerous. I mean, the rules changed in about 2014, so about 10 years ago, where they're now illegal over 18, but that doesn't stop them being used. I mean, they're not policed, and I have seen people in the local gym, for example, getting on sunbeds for their communion, you know, that kind of age. So just if anyone there, whatever you do, don't do a sunbed. Yeah. So dangerous.
Do you need to be using sunscreen when there isn't visible sun?
Yeah, I mean, the only month of the year that you actually can't get UV damage in Ireland because the UV index is so low is January. But from March onwards, the UV index starts to become 3 and then potentially 4 and above. So 3 to 7 is moderate UV. So you will get UVA damage all year round. As I said, it comes through the glass, and UVB from roughly April to the end of September.
You talked about seeing pre-existing lesions or moles changing shape or colour. There is a mnemonic sort of to keep in
mind,
isn't
there? The alphabet. So we do A, B, C, D and E. So A for asymmetry. So if you have a lesion, you should be able to kind of, like a mole, fold it in half and it's like a mirror of itself. But if you start to see that one side of it looks a little bit different, if the border is becoming jagged, so I like to think about it like the map of Ireland, so the edges are starting to jut out. C is for colour. So if there's not perfectly one uniform colour, if one side is, you know, darker, or if it's even becoming a little bit pink. And then D is for diameter. So we use the tip of an eraser on a pencil, so 6 millimetres and above. Now, don't get me wrong, of course, somebody could have a melanoma at 3 millimetres, but as it starts to get
bigger.
Likewise,
people can have benign moles that are 4 times that size.
Absolutely. And then E is for evolution. So if you have something that continues to evolve in shape or size or colour, then you absolutely need to get it checked out.
Talk to me then about treatment options, because I was talking to a professor of oncology the other week, and he was saying that if you look at the last 20 years, the treatability across a wide range of cancers has changed phenomenally, even in that 2-decade period. Is that true of skin cancers?
Absolutely. If we talk about the non-melanoma skin cancers, which are the most common, we have over 13,000 cases of skin cancer in Ireland a year, so that's how common it is. The basal cells, if we pick them up nice and early, they sometimes are just flat, little scaly plaques. We can actually use some topical chemotherapy type of creams, and a patient would just put it on twice a day for about 6 weeks and it disappears. If they become more of a bump, so like a raised up spot, then unfortunately we do have to cut them out. But most of that's done in and out in 20 minutes under local anaesthetic. Of course, you'll have a scar, but your skin cancer is gone. When it comes to melanoma, obviously, as I said, the earlier you catch it at stage one, it's basically a cure for most people. Now, don't get me wrong, they will come back and they'll have regular follow-ups and full skin checks. But we do not want to see people getting a stage 4 melanoma where they have watched something change and unfortunately has spread. But we do actually have immunotherapies which have developed over the last number of years. I actually was at a talk in San Diego at the American Academy of Dermatology meeting where William Shatner was there, and he's 92 and he's currently battling stage 4 melanoma, but he's on immunotherapy and he's doing brilliantly. So, you know, people can get years and years and years, but we're not saying we want to see people with stage 4. Absolutely, the earlier detection, it is more a chance of a cure, but there are treatments.
It's wonderful that there is a treatment.
Absolutely,
but you don't want to end up needing it. Lots of texts coming in. Could Nikki recommend treatment? This is slightly adjacent to what we're talking about. Could Nikki recommend treatment on a skin tag? Is it anything I should be worried about?
No, skin tags are technically benign but very common. So do not tie string around them, which is what a lot of people do, because you can give yourself an infection. You can either attend your GP for the most part, and they can use cryotherapy to freeze them off if the little stalk that they're on is very, very slim. And if that doesn't work, we can give a tiny bit of local anaesthetic and just snip them off in day theatre. So very quick procedure.
Can you ask Nikki, for the last 10 years when I spent any time in the sun without sunscreen, the next day my skin breaks out into itchy hives that only hydrocortisone works on. I read it could be a sun allergy. Any ideas or suggestions? I have fair freckled skin, I work outside, and I live in Benalmádena in Spain.
So it sounds like it could possibly be polymorphic light eruption. So it's actually very common. It affects up to about 20% of Irish females, young females. But what happens is within the first 24 or 48 hours of sun exposure, you start to get this itchy rash. The best way to treat it is actually to take an antihistamine regularly. And most of the time it occurs for people when they just go to the sun, when they haven't seen the sun for a while. Whereas this person obviously sounds like they're there all of the time. You can build up a tolerance. We do actually use phototherapy in the hospital setting, and we desensitize someone in the 5 to 6 weeks before they go to the sun. So that is possible. They could seek that in the south of Spain. And we do, of course, use topical steroids to calm it down when it is itchy and flared.
Does melatonin injection protect you from skin cancer, asks a text.
No, absolutely not. So melanotan is something that can be injected or it can be inhaled nasally. And we'd absolutely say no, because there has been increased risk of skin cancer with the use, not to mention loads of other side effects. And they're technically illegal. We don't know what's in it, to be honest. And it can cause darkening of your pre-existing moles and lots of little dark patches on the skin. So do not use melanotan.
It was written as melatonin. Is melanotan a brand name for a...
No, melanotan, sorry, is the thing that people are technically abusing. Melatonin, no, is something that helps you with sleep. So it's different. But yeah, so it's melanotan.
So melanotan is what? It is a tan injection.
Yeah, you can inject it or you can actually inhale it intranasally. Yeah.
None of which sounds good.
No, do not do it. Yeah.
Are you seeing a change in people's attitude towards skin protection and skin cancer? A bit like smoking, that there was for a long time a sense of, well, we've heard the science, but we don't believe it. And then you saw the sea change in people's acceptance of the dangers. Mm. Are you seeing the same with skin cancer and sun exposure?
I definitely see more people protecting their face, in the sense of we're all kind of conscious of anti-aging. So I certainly see much more use of sunscreen on the face, neck, potentially the back of the hands, the giveaway sites for our age. But do I see people putting on sunscreen as regularly as I would like, or putting on a hat? Not in Ireland, not enough. Ideally, I want everyone to wear a physical sunscreen on their face and neck every day, because we're exposed all year round, 365 days. But certainly people are still trying to tan. They're still using sunbeds when they shouldn't, and they're still going away every year and getting sunburnt.
Final question. Where do you get a skin check? It seems impossible to see a dermatologist. Do I have to get a GP referral?
Unfortunately, you do, because it's not that we're just so busy, but if people did have to have a mole taken off, they do need to have use their insurance potentially if they're coming to private practice. And that's the only way they'd be covered to have it taken off. So we do need to be able to triage the letters and see who is most urgent, if it was querying melanoma versus somebody who's just looking to look after their health and get a skin check. So you do need a GP referral.
Nikki, thank you very much. That is Professor Nikki Ralph, consultant dermatologist with the Institute of Dermatologists.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.